And I can't remember it to save my life. I just can't remember the name of that stove. But it was, everybody knew it at that time. I mean, it was a brand name of stove that everybody knew. And I can't remember it. But you know, it was a funny thing. Of course, you never seen any wood stoves in any hardware stores anywhere around here. But you know, around Clemson, especially in those little towns, I know Claire and I, we were over at Seneca one day, and she was looking for something. And we went in, and there were these little wood stoves. First ones I had seen in years for sale anywhere over there. She said, well, they're all over here. She says, these people up in the mountains all use them. Well, you know, out over there. See, they are right over there. And see, they're in the Piedmont, of course, you know. And you go up in those mountains east of Clemson, and you see these little shacks just stuck all up there in those mountains, you know, still. She says they have no way in the world of heating except wood stoves.
I didn't realize they'd still use
them. Yeah.
Well, if you had a stove, I mean, I know you burned wood in them for a while. Did you ever burn coal in them?
No, we never did. Some people did, but we never did. I think one winter, my father put in a grate in there, and we burned coal. But we didn't like it, so we took it out and went back to wood.
What did you bring the coal in?
Scuttle.
Is that the thing that you would leave sitting beside the fire also? Mm-hmm. A scuttle? Mm-hmm. And
but we didn't like it.
Emma, is that who?
Emma, that was our neighbor that lived, Emma Tucker.
Emma? Uh-huh. Well, after you had a meal, then she would wash the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
And then did she put them under clean water?
Oh, yeah.
So you say she does. She
put them in the dishpan and then poured boiling water over what we call the dishpan. I mean, she washed them in one pan and then put them in another, and she poured boiling water over them. And then she took them out and dried them.
So you
she
say.
Scalded them.
That's called scalding?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as rinse? You say that she rinsed?
Yeah, in hot water would be the same thing.
So how would you
say we just called it scalding the dishes.
So you say after she washes the dishes and then she.
Rinsed them in boiling water.
And. What would she use to wash them with?
Oh, a dish rag. The most unsanitary thing in the world was a dish rag, but she did wash it out and hang it out every time. And by the way, when our big house burned down there, she had scalded the dishes and left them. There was something she wanted to do, I don't remember what. And there was a mill over there somewhere, a lumber mill. And they saw our house on fire, and Dilly who owned the mill, and one of the Negro employees were there, and they ran over there, and they carried that dishpan of dishes out, and that was all the dishes that we saved out of the fire. If she hadn't left them, we wouldn't have had any. That was all we had left was the dishes
it's
that she left
she
in that dishpan.
Huh? Really is.
Well, I had no clothes. My clothes were upstairs, and by the time the house was afire, we all ran out, of course. My father wasn't at home. My mother had a friend spending the day with her. And I had just come in from school, and my mother salvaged a few things that she could downstairs, and we were afraid to stay, and we wouldn't go upstairs. I lost all the clothes I had except what I was wearing, and I was in the first grade. And the next day I went back to school, I'll never forget it, after we had a Miss a little old lady that taught us in the first grade. And she called me up in the front of the room and informed the room that my home house had burned the day before and that I had lost all of my clothes except what I was wearing. I was a hero if you've never seen one. I was really something. Oh, they were all so impressed that my house had burned and all my clothes had burned up.
Well, what would Emma dry the dishes with after she scalded?
Cup towel. Cup towel.
Would you have something if you were in the bathroom? What did you use to wash your face with?
A wash rag.
And then to dry, you use
it? Just a towel.
What do you call the thing in the kitchen that the water comes out of?
Hydrant.
And
faucet.
Either one?
Yeah, either one. Generally a faucet in the kitchen and a hydrant in the yard for some reason.
What about on a barrel or something like that?
Spigot.
And if it got real cold here, have your pipes ever?
Oh, yes. Frozen.
And then they would do what?
Sometimes burst if you're not real careful.